is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out in the den with Joe, Pip, and yours truly, Davin. Segment three, must be time for some scamming scammers. Bang. All right, when we last left off with Michelle and Davin, it was a few weeks ago, I was very upset that Michelle was adding all these guys on her Instagram page. But Michelle was telling me I should not be upset, that it was not her that was doing that. Her commander, or as Pip called her, Catfish Commander, or Commander Catfish, had stolen her Instagram page and commandeered it and was the one adding all these men.
Yeah.
Fake Davin did not believe that.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. I'm adding men. Amen.
It's the dance that really completes it, Joe. I don't know if you were watching, but yeah.
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 It's the command of the... That's all you're trying to run a battle, and that's now I'm on the internet thing.
So I had asked her... So she left in the middle of a conversation. I go, wow, I can't, this was May 6th into May 7th. Wow, I can't believe you just left in the middle of a conversation when I'm clearly upset. The next day she goes, what's making you upset, honey? I go, well, right now, the fact that you can't even tell me what you love about me. I'd asked her what she loves about me.
Yeah.
And that I was upset and you just left in the middle of the conversation. She goes, hi, honey, how you doing? I go, I'm hurting. She goes, why? What happened? Stupid cunt. I go, seriously? You can't even tell me what you love about me? She goes, you don't have to be hurting. What I love is your heart and soul, honey. I love you so much, baby. That is some generic nonsense right there.
It is, but at least there's an answer.
No, that's not good. That's almost nothing. Your heart and your soul. What about my heart and my soul? Tell me more how wonderful I am.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm sorry to divert for a second. I did this to Mr. Helix recently.
Oh, things were not going well in the Helix household.
No,
anytime you have to say what you love about me, something's wrong.
No, I was just like, say one thing that you like about me.
Why would you put a man to that type of task?
How much
time was he given?
I was taken to task for not giving him enough time to answer. I said,
one thing?
I was like, wow, you really got to think about it. It can't be good. And he goes, that's one of those gotcha questions.
No, right off the top, I could do it right now.
What
I like about you.
Oh. What I like about you.
Here, Joe, I'll tell you one thing I like about Pip. She can drive a stick shift. There you go. That wasn't hard.
There you go. And I'm perfectly happy with that answer.
I don't know why he couldn't come up with that.
Well, you know what? He was trying to think of something good. And
my answer was perfectly good.
But it was, I would have been like, oh, that's good. I think that he panicked because it's like, there's a right answer to this.
You know what I like about you? You don't ask stupid questions like this shit. That's what I like about you.
Yeah, I know. That would have been the perfect answer, actually. It would be like, you don't do that to me.
That's what I really liked about you. It's a shame you've ruined that now.
Until all of a sudden you've become one of those.
When a woman says that, name one thing you like about me. It's fucking battle stations.
Yeah.
You gotta sit, you gotta think of something that's not the wrong answer, that's not a bullshit answer, it's not a right answer, it's like a vote. Can't we just watch the ball game?
You don't have, here, another thing. You don't have body odor. See, I can play this game.
That's
no,
a
no,
lot.
Not you. That was generic. Generic. Like, so what did he come up with?
No, he referenced the night before we'd been out and that we were
You let him eat off his plate.
No. We were talking with somebody, and we were both joking around with the guy, and we were kind of like riffing off of each other and having a good conversation. And he's like, "I like that we can do that, you know, that we bounce off of each other like that."
No, that's a good answer.
It was a really good answer.
I mean, if she tries that here, she gets greeted with silence.
I do. So. I get beaten down.
I know, because the three of us have been doing this for 11 years.
I know. I get beaten like the dog that I am. But
did he ask what you like about him?
No, he didn't.
He didn't want to know.
No, he probably
should. I'd ask, but really, I don't care.
For the question to get the fuck out of Dodge like any smart man would.
You know what I love about you, Pip? benefits. You always get jobs with benefits.
You know what? That would not have been a good answer. I was going to say there's not a right or wrong answer to this, but that's not true because that probably wouldn't have been the greatest answer.
It's an answer.
It's an answer, and it would be true, but it's not the greatest answer. No, I wasn't. There wasn't. It wasn't meant to be a gotcha question.
Oh, yeah. Just shut up.
No, it wasn't.
What do you like about me? Not much right now. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, like something simple.
I'm sorry, Joe's girl brought up my commitment to comedy. So she said, well, if we had a date on a Friday night and you got a gig, would you take it? And I go, well, it depends. Well, you got a call and you've got an opportunity to do Westbury Music Fair. Would you take it? I go, yeah.
She read the script.
Do we cancel a date? I go, for Westbury Music Fair? Yeah. I mean, if it was Hardy Har-Hars at an MC spot, I'll watch the movie with you. But Westbury Music Fair? Yeah, that's to cancel all appointments.
Yeah.
How is she getting out on Friday night for it? Never mind.
I didn't want to ask that. But the thing was.
Now I have questions.
I have lots of questions, but they'll have to be after the show. But the thing is, it wasn't like that, like put me against something else. It was just like, in general. And you know what? It
wouldn't. You know what I like about you?
What?
You haven't bought 3 fuck-octa dryers that I have to get rid of. That's what I like about you.
Funny.
All right, shall we?
Sorry, yes, please, okay. Commence.
She goes, I love you so much, babe. I go, that is very general. You can't tell me what qualities you love about me. I want to know more about how wonderful I am.
Tell me more about me.
Tell me more.
Hey, Davin, I got to stop you for a sec. I'm going to be quick with this question. How do you transport in the dryers? You don't have a truck. You got to bother somebody?
I bother everyone. Well, my contractor has a pickup.
Okay. All right.
From segment one, he held that question till just now.
Well, no, because you mentioned the dryer, and I'm like, I got to ask the question. Like I said, it made it quick.
Okay.
It is a good question.
Glad I can answer it. I've told you my mind, she said. I go, actually, you've not. And yesterday you knew I was upset, and you just left. You will say sorry. You will say it won't happen again. You will do it again. You always do. I don't understand why you always hurt me when I love you so much. I go, my mistake. You actually vanished again. Sad emoji.
Oh my God, no, if this was real, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. Of course this is real. This must have been very hurtful.
It's frustrating, it's annoying.
But it, you know, if you're in the middle of a conversation and you're pouring your heart out to somebody and they're like, oh, moth, and they leave, that's really hurtful.
She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I'm not hurting you, please. I go, you are, Michelle. You really are. I thought we were going to get married. She goes, yes, of course, but everything is in your hands. I go, no, it's not. The woman I marry should be able to tell me what qualities she loves about me. She should not vanish when I'm hurting or upset. She should not put me in a position where my friends tell me she is cheating on me. Nothing to say, Michelle. Nothing to say. Michelle, if we can't get past this, we will not have a future. And go on. What?
You know, the interesting thing is the way you said, oh, well, I wanted to get married. Oh, of course we are, blah, blah, blah. Just so matter-of-factly on a heavy thing. That's like if we're going to the gig, and it's like, dude, the gig's going to be over early. You want to go to the diner? You're hungry? Yeah, of course we will. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that, you know, it's like for us, it's just a meal. You know, the diner's open late. Let's grab a meal after the show. That's a simple question. This is marriage, a commitment.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to ream her out, I gotta like, dangle something in front of her to keep her interested.
All right.
Yeah, I know what you could dangle to keep her interested.
Money. She goes, I go, and gone. Wow, just wow. If you love me, this will get resolved today. If not, then we should part ways. I can't go on like this. It's bad for the show. She goes, but what is your problem? Why are you keep on saying that I'm hurting you? Michelle, do you read when I write? My problems are right there.
I mean...
I just told you.
Yeah, are you dense?
What do you want me to do? And now I have a list.
Oh, goody. I hope with numbers.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes. I numbered my list.
I know you.
Number one, tell me what qualities you love about me. Number two, not vanish when I'm hurting. Number three, do something about that Instagram account.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she numbered back.
And what?
She numbered back.
Oh, did she?
Number one. About the qualities I love you because you are handsome and, well, I am, and a romantic man. And since you came into my life, you have turned my sadness to happiness.
I'm not buying it, but okay.
She's got the golden shovel out. Okay.
You turned my friend upside down.
I most certainly did. Number two.
You got to remember, these dopes usually try to change the subject, you know, and she's not.
Yeah.
She goes, number two, about vanishing. You know that I'm a soldier and I'm in a deployment in Yemen. I may be chatting with you. My commander will call me. I will vanish and go ask him. I go. Give me his information. I'm tired of him treating you badly. There's always time to tell me you have to leave. Just tell me you gotta go.
Yeah. BRB.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Number three, about the Instagram account. The account was seized by my commander, and when I met you, knew I told you everything that we are not allowed to do, call or chat in any other apps apart from here. If you are tired of that, you request for my leave. Simple. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, wow. You're going to ask for something from me? I'm going to ask for something from you.
I go, I need the name. This is bullshit. I'll fly to Yemen and kick his ass myself.
But here's the deal. This is a strategy that probably has worked, you know, with, you know, people that are, you know, are really into this. Like, oh, yeah, well, my commander has seized the Instagram account. Well, I want to keep talking with you. Well, you can keep talking with me if you speak to my commander. So you write to the commander.
Well, that week we didn't have a show.
That lonely and lovelorn, you're going to do that instead of us going, you got to be shitting me, lady. You kidding me?
Well, that week we didn't have a show is when I flew to Yemen to kick his ass. She goes, request my leave. You said not no so. What do you want me to do? I go, that's not true, Michelle. Donald Trump froze all troop movement due to COVID-19. Stop making it sound like you being in Yemen is my fault. And that's true. There was a frozen troop movement.
She has no idea.
No, why would she?
No.
She goes, it's your fault because you have not requested for my leave and know what my commander will say, if he will it or not. You see, you have vanished. I go, your commander has no power over an order from the commander-in-chief. Besides, your commander is too busy following men on Instagram on your Instagram account. He obviously hates you. Did he used to sleep with you? I'm right here. What? No.
Oh, wow.
I'm throwing down the cock gauntlet.
They're going to get pissed off at that because they're going to think
you bookended it. Segment two was good.
The suggestion of them doing that because they have like this high moral thing that, you know, we found that they're going to get pissed off thinking of having an extra curricular affair. It's not the booze, folks. I've been up since 6:30. And I've been talking for 3 fucking hours. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that was sleep.
She goes, I'm going to give, just going to let Joe wallow in his own ineptitude, and I'm going to move on. She goes, sleeping with who? I go, your commander is the only reason why he would try and break us up. She goes, baby, forget about my Instagram account. I go, my friend's looking to mock me. They call you my pretend girlfriend.
Your pretend girlfriend.
Stop it. You knock it off. You don't
pretend,
know her like I...
Pretend.
She goes, baby, I'm not pretending. I go, Michelle, being your man is not easy. She goes, I know, but me being your woman is not easy too. That I believe.
I believe that.
I go, Michelle, I'm cleaning out my house so you can have your own room. I said I would join the army to be with you. I said I would come to Yemen to kick your commander's ass. I'm an amazing boyfriend. The only thing I won't do is send you money.
I don't remember fake Davin saying that he would join the army to join her.
I did, yeah.
But you were already a military man. You're going back in.
Well, I was dishonorably discharged.
Oh, we never got to the bottom of that.
No, we didn't. She never really asked enough, did she?
No, you'd think that's something you would want to know.
It'll pop up somewhere.
She goes, okay. I go, what's okay? She goes, amazing boyfriend. I go, well, you don't seem to think so. She goes, how? I go, okay, maybe I was mistaken. Do you think I'm a good boyfriend? Are you there, Michelle? Yes, of course, because you are so caring, loving, and romantic. Michelle, I do love you. She goes, love you more. I go, this is very hard, though. She goes, how? I go, I don't think you do, baby, but it's okay. She goes, I don't understand. I go, I told you before, I really just wish I could hold you. She goes, okay. I go, what's okay? You wish to hold me. I go, glad you think that's okay, LOL. She goes, what's funny? I go, okay, was a rather indifferent response.
That's okay.
She goes, I don't understand. I go, don't worry. It's okay, babe.
It's okay.
I go, what are you doing now? She goes, where are you right now? I go, home, baby. She goes, okay, love. I go, where are you? She goes, what are you doing? I go, talking to my girlfriend and imagining what it'll be like me to will be me. I don't know. Me for me to be with her. I don't
and
know.
And you're yelling at me.
I wrote like Joe Talks.
Yeah, I was just gonna say you guys are neck and neck right now.
No, I was just reading what I wrote or trying to, and it made no sense.
Scary.
She goes, okay. I go, it'll be like to be with her. It should read. Oh, it'll be. I corrected myself. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm in the control room. Just be able to talk with you. I go, why can't you talk to me in your room? She goes, I'm on duty now. I go, so that.
I like this. She's on the in the control room and on duty. Boy, there's a strong hand on the wheel.
Hey, look behind you, stupid. If somebody didn't know what was going on over here, they would think you were doing the same thing.
You're doing a show out of NORAD? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, doesn't really like you're manning the battle station, so settle the fuck down.
I've got a good crew behind me. Everything's firmly in control.
I don't know, man. They don't move much.
Because they're intent on their work, knowing that the commander has time to do a show.
There's that one guy over your left shoulder. He's been standing there with his hands behind his back so long, I think they're tied there.
It might be. She goes, so that's why I can be able to talk to you. I go, okay. I never get you on your free time anymore. She goes, here. I go, who's in the room with you? She goes, it's not my fault. I'm alone. I go, oh, that's cool. I like when you used to write me on your free time. She goes, no free time this time around. I go, why? She goes, is what my commander said. I go, everyone gets free time. Army regulations. You don't work around the clock, stupid. She goes, maybe he wants to punish me as him about my Instagram account. I go, what's his problem with you? She goes, I told him to stop adding and following men there.
Oh.
The commander?
She told the commander that. Stop adding and following men on my Instagram account.
It's pissing off my fake boyfriend.
Yeah. And he hasn't asked for leave yet, but he might if you stop adding men, stupid.
Yeah. He doesn't have time to worry about silly shit like troop movements or anything like that, or logistics. No. No, no.
No, no. He's picking up guys on Instagram as a girl, under the guise of being a girl.
I don't knock unless you've tried it.
That's really not suspicious at all.
You know, this sounds like a woke commander, if you ask me.
Commander woke.
I need Ben Shapiro's army that isn't trying to pose as a woman adding men on Instagram.
There's something fishy here.
I go, I told him to stop adding and following men there. I go, he's not allowed to pretend he is you. Did you ever date him? She goes, he told me before that he loves me and he wants to marry me, and I said no. Oh. I go, I see. How long did you date him? She goes, I didn't date him. I go, did you have sex with him? She goes, I told him that I don't want to marry a soldier like me. Well, no, because he's a guy and you're a girl.
And did he buy you a $600 watch?
And she didn't answer the question.
No. I go, when did he tell you he wants to marry you? She goes, 2 weeks ago, and I said no. I go, I see. Why didn't you tell me this sooner? She goes, because like I told you before, I don't want to marry a military man. I go, I think I would have preferred if you told him you were in love with me. She goes, I told him that I have married. He'd think that is a lie. Who did you say you were married to? I go, I mean, I told him that I'm married. I go, who'd you tell him you married? You? Are you there? She goes, I told him I'm married to Mr. Davin Rosenblatt. It's about damn time somebody put a ring on this finger.
You're a war bride.
I'm a war prize.
That's great.
You know, any port in a storm, I guess.
That's how you want to call it.
I go, good. He and I need to talk.
Yeah.
She goes, what? I don't understand.
You got to settle this shit with him, because what he's doing is, because now he knows that she loves you and that you're going to get married. That's why he's meddling into all the Instagram adding people. So he's a problem. You got to get this shit settled quick.
We do. We need to settle this fake husband to fake commander. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, I don't like the way he treats you. She goes, it's because I didn't accept to marry him. Are you there? You see, you have vanished. I go, he was a pain in the ass before that. He's not allowed to treat you like this. She goes, that's why I told you that I'm tired of staying here. I want to come back home. I go, I understand, but Trump won't let you. However, your commander is not allowed to do what he is doing. She goes, I don't know what to do. I go, you can report him. He is sexually harassing you.
Yeah.
She goes, if you do that, I'll be in trouble. I go, you can't be in trouble, baby. He is abusive. Actually, it doesn't always work out the way it should, but.
No, it doesn't.
You know, who needs to step in and handle this? General Bulldog McIvey.
Yes.
I want you in the town. Can't you see these kids are in love? I need you to run a war, not a romance.
Not an Instagram page. I need you to run a war, not an Instagram page.
That's it.
The Bulldog's doing a dry run. He'll get it better by the second time around. By the time the phone call comes, he'll be on point.
Oh, excellent.
She goes, he may say that I will be among the people that go in war outside camp. I go, you do that already, and he can't do that. How about I email him? She goes, if I be among people that is going to war, will you like it? I go, he sends you on patrol. He always has. She goes, you email
him. I like the way she says the war outside the camp. Yeah, that's a good idea to keep it outside the camp.
Well, it sounds like there's a war inside the camp.
And both.
Yeah. She goes, you email him for what? I go, to introduce myself as your husband.
Ooh.
I go, so she goes, so what will you tell him? I will just say I wanted to introduce myself and tell him how much I love you.
What an odd thing to say to one's boss.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
The commander has to realize all fair is in love and war, which he's dealing with both.
Yes.
So I think you got to nip this shit in the bud and get this straightened out.
That's what I'm looking to do. I'm a man of action.
Well, I was just thinking about how it would go over if Mr. Helix emailed my boss and said, I'm her husband and I love her. And he'd be like, okay.
Well, did your boss steal your Instagram account? Is that why you don't post stories when you're supposed to?
Yes, he did,
and
as a matter of fact.
This way, when you question him, give me one reason you love me, because I stand up for your boss.
That should have been his answer.
Yeah.
He wasn't on top of it right then.
She laughs. I go, why is that funny? She goes, I thought you will ask for my leave. Of course you did, but that's not how we played this game.
No.
I go, he has no control over that. He is lying if he says otherwise. So she goes, so what do you want me to do? Give me his email address. Men will handle this.
Yes, we will fight over you like normal people do when there's a woman who is independent and in the army. And we're going to duel. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you get the gist. She goes, for you to give me his email address is for you to request for my leave or something important. I go, letting him know I am real is important. I mean, really, what a slap in the face.
Yeah, really. It's like, okay, well, if you want me to start leaning this way, give me his damn email account. I'm only going to give it to you if you're going to say what I want you to say.
No. I say what I want to say.
That's right.
In fake life and real life. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, you said he did not believe we were together. She goes, yes. I go, so an email stating we were married will prove it. She goes, what? I don't understand. God damn, how dense are you?
This is a $60 million question.
Oh, my God. I go, I will tell him we are married. She goes, okay. I go, give me his email. Where are you? She goes, I'm in control room. Again, who's on first?
Doesn't she realize that the whole setup of you being married is a way to get you to go to the commander to get the pass?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
You know, she doesn't realize that. She doesn't know how to play the game well.
No.
Or she just loves me. Can't think straight.
You gotta learn how to work the room. She's got to learn how to work the room.
She works the room about as well as I did at Brooklyn Law School in 1997 during the talent show.
She needs to hit a few more open mics.
She's got to learn how to work the room.
Yeah. She goes, I'm in control room. I go, okay, are you going to give me his email? She goes, no. I go, why? You said you would. She goes, I said no, I can't. I go, why? She goes, nothing. I go, I feel you are hiding something from me, and I don't like it. She goes, hiding something like what? I go, I don't know, but you tell me this guy is harassing you, and you only let me contact him if it is about a leave. What the hell? Oh, well, I got a friend. Okay. If it is about a leave, you tell me he does not believe we are together, but you won't let me prove it. Are you afraid I will send him a dick pic? And you are gone.
What? Are you afraid?
Retreat!
Attention! Well, it is.
Whoa! Wait. Are you afraid I'll send him a dick pic? That came out of left field.
Well, that's how I do. All right, let's do May 8th. It's not very long, and then we will.
I'm sorry. It's like, you know, I'm used to dealing with the enemy and negotiating things, and you know, your picture of your cock means a lot in getting this thing settled out. I think there's a workaround on this.
A workaround or get it settled down? Which one is it?
In my defense, he is like adding men, so maybe he's into that type of thing.
Could be.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I go, where'd you go? I need his name and email, please. She goes, my commander called me. I go, all the more reason why I need to let him know we're together. And gone. She goes, are we together? I go, you and I? She goes, I'm not sure. I go, really? This is news to me. Are you breaking up with me? She goes, maybe. I go, well, that's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, the fact that you want to end our relationship is out of nowhere. Why, it was just yesterday you told me how much you love me. So what has changed? She goes, because you don't care about me. I go,
whoa, 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 whoa. Bullshit. Dude, why am I getting pissed? You just told, you wanted to go to the general, the commander, to tell you you were married. What is she complaining about?
It really is just like, you know, this is like.
I think the dick pic shook him.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't care about me. You're saying dick pic. It's like, no, I care about you the most. That's why I'm saying dick pic.
Nothing says I love you like, you know, dick pic.
The dick pic has been handy. At the end of the Civil War, at the Appomattox courthouse, you know, Lee showed Grant a picture of his cock. Well, it was a rent. Well, they had pictures there, a picture, and immediately surrendered the South to the Union. This is all history. I don't know why they should understand. They should have some military history.
The History Channel. History on the Playboy Channel with Joe Curry.
This sounds more like drunk history.
Sounds like more of a fucking night at the compound.
I don't think it would be a picture. It would be like...
No, they had pictures in the Civil War.
Yeah, but I think they would have just whipped them out and dueled.
Not with slaves around. She goes, because you don't care about me. I go, you know, that makes no sense. I tell you all the time how much I love you, and I've offered to come to Yemen to be with you. I've offered to kick the shit out of the man that torments you. I've told you that you will live with me. Michelle, if you want to end this, then just do it. But don't give me the bullshit that I don't love you.
Really?
That's fair enough. On your terms. End it on your terms.
Concur.
I go, nothing to say? Goodbye. She goes, what's your problem? I go, my problem is you tell me you may want to break up because I don't love you. It's insulting and wrong. If you don't know how I feel about you by now, then just go stop playing games with my heart. She goes, yes, of course, you don't love me. I go, okay, if that's what you think, then goodbye. Yesterday you tell me you love me because I'm caring and romantic and I make you happy. Today you come at me with I don't care about you. I'm getting off this ride. I was looking for a mature and caring relationship, and I can't find it on Instagram.
I gotta ask you a question. Is anything on the table? From my take, there is absolutely nothing on the table.
No. She has not done a money ask. We have just done the leave.
There is nothing on the table. I don't understand this person. There's nothing on the table. Yeah.
They're playing the long game, and they love me.
Yes.
I go, have fun with the, and I put in quotes, the commander.
Oh.
She goes, have fun with who? Are you okay? I go, am I okay? Are you crazy?
Have a great life.
Yeah. I go, you tell me I don't love you and you ask if I'm okay? She goes, I should have fun with my commander. Why should you say that I should have fun with my commander? His vanish. I guess I disappeared. I go, because he seems to like you and I'm tired of your games. One minute we're planning our future, the next you say I don't love you. It's insane. Yeah. She goes, yes, of course. I thought we were working towards our future, but now I see you were never serious about me. She goes, you are the cuss of everything.
The what?
The cause. She meant the cause.
Oh, you are the cuss of cuss. Everything.
I go, no.
That's what I was saying. It's like, we're going to watch you in a commander?
I go, no. Every day I tell you I love you. I have made plans for you to move in. We were doing well, and then you pulled this. Vanished. How consistent. And we will leave it there.
You know, not for nothing. You've got a point on everything is right on point with that. You know, you have been so, and I don't know where she's getting off thinking that you know you don't want to be in this relationship and you're the cause of everything. What are the and also on the scammer front? I mean, there's nothing on the table, so I don't know why she is so fed up. It's not like the only thing she's offered is for you to contact the commander to get leave. But nonetheless, there's nothing monetary on there, nothing that she, you know, she put on there with the other scammers. So I don't know what her deal is with this.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. And also, what she isn't really good at maneuvering or manipulating her prey because, you know, it's like here he is saying, give me the email. And she could find a way to manipulate him into the ask, but... You know, instead of a dick pic or a, I will do you, sir. But, you know, for her honor, she could find a way to get him to, you know, well, if if you're going to talk to him, you could do this, you could do that. She could, I mean, I'm not a scammer, so I don't know, but she could find a way to get him to do what she wants. But she's not even trying anymore. She's just like, you know, I'm done with you.
What? Right. And Pip, my question is this. What does she want? You know, she can find a way to get what she wants. In every other scammer story we had, there was money, there was a card, there was something. But here, get what she wants. Well, what does she want? With the exception of calling the commander, which is an in, but there's nothing behind that to say what's important with the commander. All right, the leave. But thinking about what he's trying to scam him with, what is it?
I don't know.
And she hasn't alluded to that.
Yeah.
Everyone else, a gift card, money. You know, so it's, I don't know if she knows what she's doing or, you know, or she's got a grander scheme, but it's not really playing out because she really is not alluding to what she wants.
No, it's really peculiar. Like we said before, she has to hit a few more open mics. She's not really good at this.
You know, you guys always sell my fake personality short. She's just really into me.
Well, I mean, that might be true, but she keeps, like, disappearing and, like, well, you know
what?
Well,
she's got other clients. I mean, she's into me, but, you know, work's work.
Yeah, I know.
Gavin, regardless if she's into you or not, you know, I mean, she really, her agenda isn't really there.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember.
The scammers have.
Well, sometimes they play the long game. So you go months, years without the ask, and then they hit on you, especially if you have money coming in from other people, which I don't know if she is. Now, you got to remember, I know what the leave leads to. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know what the leave leads to.
But at this juncture right now, she looks like she wants to cut on the long game.
Yeah, I'm the long game.
So only one element, maybe two elements of a long game has been established, but with no really, not a commitment on that long game.
Well, I mean, it's not like she hasn't got nothing. She did get a dick pic.
That's a step.
I mean, listen, I'm sure you could feed the kids with a nice girthy dick pic.
That wasn't very girthy.
Oh, Christ. Again, Pip with the breakdown of the dick pic. Again, no, we're not. Look at her. Oh, look at her. She's about to turn as red as her hair.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Not in here.
Yep.
Not on the hardwood floors. Take your problems outside, woman.
You're red as a fucking beet, woman. Holy
shit. With a fucking evil laugh.
Minnie, you better make sure there's a garbage bag on that chair, dude.
Damn it, I don't even have a dryer here. We can't entertain your nonsense this week.
Oh, you have plenty of dryers here.
That's true. Not one that's hooked up. It's working on a roast right now. We don't even have dinner in this house. It's bad times. The Ruggler that Pip brought over with my dinner. I had two Ruggler. That's dinner tonight. Lose weight. Nobody cooks anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody puts a roast in the dryer like they used to.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Maybe you could trade a couple of dryers for an oven.
Yeah. All right. So I think that was a good little segment with her.
It was.
Yep.
Trying to meet the commander and she doesn't want it, and we might be on the rocks again. All right. Let's see. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Joe, what you got?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. And the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davin of Davin's. Then Davin will be introducing shows that are upcoming. It'll be a great night out. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Rams Fall Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions for all your comedic entertainment needs. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, davincomedy.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. And, of course, you can also do it via Zoom. We have a birthday boy in our midst. Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday,
Joe. Thank you so much. Yeah, the big 6-0 tomorrow.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. He's my senior friend.
60. I don't want to be 60.
It's better than the alternative.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was on Ant's show yesterday, and you were mentioning, you know, I mentioned that, you know, I was turning 60. And I mentioned it to Ant when I was 18. When I was 16 years old, I didn't think I was ever going to live to 18 for some reason.
Oh, I can think of reasons.
But I go, I think I'm going to be dead by 18. And Ant goes, yeah, you did. Plus, you depressed the shit out of all of us with that nonsense. But, yeah, the big 6-0. And we will be celebrating the big 6-0. It's the Joe Curry birthday extravaganza at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow in Point Pleasant and Thursday. Shows are 8 o'clock. Go to 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. For tickets and information, please come on down and support me and my birthday.
Do you think they'll have a cannoli for a birthday cannoli?
I hope so. I'm going to be fucking hungry tomorrow.
Do they feed you there? They feed you, right? No?
Yeah, they feed you there. Yeah, they'll feed you.
Awesome.
All right, well, happy birthday, Joe.
Have a great Thank time. You. I hope it's fun.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
Friday, which is April 8th. Scalia and Company, Monroe, New York. Great comedy show starring Paul Bond, Kevin Israel, and Sharon Simon. I thought I wrote down the phone number. I did not. That's unfortunate. I thought I cut and pasted it. But Scalia
and if I may add, that's a 3-headliner show, so that's one that you don't want to miss.
You may add. And you did. That's in Monroe, New York. It's going to be a great show, great dinner involved. So if you happen to be in the area, go to Monroe, New York. Scalia and Co., Paul, Kevin, and Sharon. All right. I think we've done more than we should do.
Yep.
So I think that's it. Joe, happy birthday. Pip, Pip, thanks for the rugula. Fingers crossed for the cable and the dryer and all the other bullshit. All right. Thank you all for hanging out, listening, watching. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.